ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् So we are seeing this third chapter of Panchadashi, the Panchakosha Viveka Prakaranam. And last class, we saw Manomaya Kosha and Vijnanamaya Kosha. Until we understand this Kosha is taken to be the Atma, until we analyze it is an Atma, once after analysis, when you understand it is negated as anatma, then it is a kosha. Kartrutva karanatva bhyam vikriyetantarindriyam vijnana manasi antarbahischaite parasparam. Manomaya vijnanamaya koshayoho swarupa bhedam aha. So it is said here, what is the difference between manomaya kosha and vijnanamaya kosha? What is the difference? Manomaya vijnanamaya koshayoho swarupa bhedaha. What is the difference between these two? Because Manomayaha is also mind with sense powers. Vijnanamayaha also is antakkaranam only. So it is said here in this 8th verse, Kartrutva karanatvabhyam vikriyetantarindriyam. Vijnana manasi antarbahischaite parasparam. Kartrutva karanatvabhyam vikriyeta antarindriyam. Vijnana manasi antarbahischaite parasparam. So antarindriyam, I said already, means antahkaranam. Asadharana karanam karanam. Tasya bhav. Okay. Anyway, I'll explain to you, don't problem. Vikriyeta. Viparyeti. As I said already, antah karanam by itself is nothing but dravyamshaha. Antakaranam is only one thing, one inexplicably imperceptible subtle matter is antakaranam. And antakaranam, antaha means internal, karanam means instrument. So internal instrument is antakaranam. And we call it internal from the standpoint of the sense purpose. And this antakaranam, as I said, can be divided into two aspects. It's only for our understanding, okay? You can't physically divide them. It's only for our understanding purpose. We are dividing this antakaranam into two aspects as dravyamshaha and vrittiyamshaha. What is dravyamshaha? Okay. There is an aspect of antakaranam, vritti is called dravyamshaha. And there's an aspect of antakaranam is called vritti amshaha. So vritti Literally, the word vrittihi means that which is. But vrittihi is a name given to the thought, thought form. What is the thought form? You heard, understand thought form. Thought is that which comes and goes is a thought form, which is subtle. So, not any external form. It's a thought form, internal, subtle form. So, here we can see this one aspect of the antahkaranam as karta, the doer, another aspect of the antahkaranam as the karanam. Karanam, not karanam. Okay, be careful. Karanam, an instrument. Instrument of action is karanam. And karta is the agent of action. The doer of action. Subject of action, instrument of action. Doer of action, instrument of action. Karta and karanam. And as is explained last class, already explained to you. If I say, I am reading, or I am drawing, and here the expression I can be separated, I am can be separated, and the drawing can be separated. The different, two different words. And here I am involved in drawing, and the pen, sorry, and then the pencil which I'm using also is involved in drawing. And here, if you ask, what is this I am? In this I am drawing, what is this I? This I is actually I, you know, the first person singular pronoun used by all the individuals to refer to one's own self is an expression of manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of thought. In fact, knowledge of the existence of one's own self, I. So this I, if we take separately, leave the am, just take only I. I actually is combination, is there's two factors involved in that I. There is a mixture of karta and karanam. Karta and karanam. Why? How do we say this? Without, if there is no pencil, I cannot draw. At the same time, the pencil also cannot be used in drawing without I. So I without a pencil cannot draw, nor can the pencil draw by itself without being touched by I. Without the I, the user of the pencil. Therefore, the two factors are involved. Let me explain to you again. When we are thinking, when there is a process of thinking, there is manaha. Mind, manaha is involved. Mind is involved. So here, the first person singular pronoun I, the substantive, which refers to the antahkarana dravyamshaha. Antahkarana dravyamshaha, dravyam aspect. Dravyamsha. When you say antarindriyam கர்த்ருத்வ கரணத்வாபியாம் விக்ரியேத. When we say அந்தகரணம், the internal instrument, the internal organ, always in the internal organ functions. How does it function? Functions as the karta, and also as the karanam, the instrument. Karta, this karta, and as the karanam. You say karta, it is the dravyamshaha. So the antakaranam, having two aspects, functions in two ways as the karta. You say karta, the dravyamshaha, and as karanam, the instrument. So karta, the subject, and the karanam, the instrument of action. So the performer of action, the doer of action, and the instrument of action. And yete in Sanskritam, yete, actually, yete is a pronoun which has in dual, in neuter gender word, neuter as a neuter expression, as a neuter gender word, yete means these two. As a masculine word, yete means these many. So here we take it as masculine, neuter gender pronoun. Yete, these two. This two means what? Vijnana manasi. Vijnana manasi means in dual, vijnana manasi. Vijnanam manahacha. Vijnana manasi. Intellect and mind. These two, intellect and mind. Vijnanamayaha and manomayaha. That means the one antahkaranam alone is given two different names as Vijnanamayaha and Manomayaha. Vijnanamaya Kosha and Manomaya Kosha, because of the two functions, the functions in terms of being the Karta and being the Karanam. And here, these two, Parasparam Antaha Bahihicha Bhavati. Parasparam antaha bahicha bhavati. Of these two we say, one is taken to be the internal and the other is taken to be the external. Of these two. See, manomayaha is external from the standpoint of manomayaha is external, whereas the Vijnanamaya is internal. Why? Because Jnanam has to rise first. Because the user of the instrument has to be there, only then instrument can be used. So instrument will be of no use when the user is not there. For Vijnanamaya, the Karta is first, Karanam comes next. So, mind as a karanam is the external, next. Vijnanam maya as the karta is the first. So, if we say what is internal, what is external. What comes first is internal, what comes next is external. Antaha means pratamaha. No, later, paraha, we say bahihi, next, external. So, karanam comes later. So it is said to be external, bahihi, and karta comes first, therefore it is said to be internal, antaha. If we see the ocean, we cannot see an ocean without, we can see an ocean. The ocean can exist independently without the waves. But the wave cannot exist without the ocean. Similarly, see, whatever example is given, you have to see the context, in which context, what purpose example is given. I always give this example to say that individual cannot exist independent of the total. To say that, I say ocean can be without a wave, but wave cannot be without an ocean. I used to give the example. But here the example is given for a different purpose. What is that? The antahkaranam, which is the dravyamshaha, can be without the vrittyamshaha, but vrittyamsha cannot be without the dravyamshaha, that is the antahkaranam. This must be very clear. So what is karta and what is, we have to remember now, karta and karanam. One antahkaranam alone given these two different names as manomayaha, vijnanamayaha and manomayaha. Vijnanamayaha is karta, manomayaha is karanam. Is it clear? This is not a new lesson. I explained very well last class. I'm sure it must be clear. I explained to you, only when there is manifestation of knowledge of the self in terms of I am, then any other vritti is possible. Only then perception is possible. Only then knowledge of the world is possible. Therefore, the same antakkanam serves as an instrument of knowledge. But for the antakkanam to serve as an instrument of knowledge, for knowledge to take place, there must be karta first. Karta means what? There cannot be karta also without the manifestation of knowledge. So the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am must rise first. That is why in Taittiriya Upanishad we say first and the foremost of the vrittis. I told you many times, the dead end of the mind. Before that manifestation of knowledge of the existence of self in terms of I am, the form of thought, there's no vritti. And that's why when the knowledge is not manifest, then there cannot be knowledge that there is a world. And there cannot be the doer also. Who is the doer? Who is the performer? Who is the enjoyer? Of course there's enjoyer doer, but there's enjoyer without the knowledge that I am the enjoyer. When the knowledge is not there, it is as good as non-existent. Doer is as good as non-existent. Therefore, only when there's manifestation of knowledge, then I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. The enjoyer is. The enjoyer status, the enjoyer qualification can be enjoyed only when there is manifestation of knowledge. Only then even knowledge is possible. Therefore we say what? This is an instrument. Anyway, this I explained already in the previous class. Now we move on to the next verse. काचिदन्तर्मुखावृत्तिः आनन्दप्रतिबिम्बभाक् पुण्यभोगे भोगशान्तौ निद्रारूपेण लीयते. So in this verse, I also explained, Vidyaranya Swami discusses the Anandamaya Koshaha. And I said, Antarmukhavrittihi. Kachit Antarmukhavrittihi. Ananda Pratibimbabhag. What he says is, the Antarmukhavrittihi, the internal, the introverted vritti, Antarmukhavrittihi. Alone, only when there is antarmukhavrittihi, sukshmatamavrittihi, which is called sattviki vrittihi or shanta vrittihi, there will be manifestation of fullness. Manifestation of fullness is manifestation of happiness, anandaha. And when is manifestation of Anandaha? You know, manifestation of Anandaha is possible, manifestation of fullness is possible only when there is Shanta Vrittihi, Satviki Vrittihi, Antarmukha Vrittihi. When can there be Antarmukha Vrittihi? The knowledge of the existence of self, obtaining in him of thought in terms of I am, that Vrittihi thought form is resolved. Whenever I sense is resolved, there will be Antarmukha Vrittihi. Simple. I make it very clear. When can there be Antarmukha Vrittihi, Shanta Vrittihi? Whenever I sense is resolved, there is what is Antarmukha Vrittihi. Whenever Antarmukha Vrittihi, Shanta Vrittihi is there, okay, when I sense is resolved, there cannot be contact with any object. Any object means what? The internally obtaining emotions or external objects. There's no contact with the external, there's no contact with an object of knowledge. In terms of subtle emotions or external objects, there's no contact. There's no contact means the vritti alone is there. The vritti without association, contact with any object, internal object, subtle thoughts, emotions, or external object, what is Shanta Vrittihi. And Antarmukha Vrittihi, we call it because it is there only when the I sense is resolved. So then that vritti is there, always there is manifestation of fullness, reflection of fullness. And in deep sleep state, the I sense is resolved naturally, and therefore there's only Antarmukha Vrittihi, Shanta Vrittihi. There's no emotions in the mind. There's no contact with the external world. The world doesn't even exist in deep sleep state. And what is Ajnanam. Ajnana Vrittihi. That what is Ajnana Vrittihi? When there's no knowledge of, then whenever manifestation is not there, essence is resolved, what is Ajnana Vrittihi? Ajnana Vrittihi and Shanta Vrittihi is also there. Therefore, there's manifestation of fullness, and that is Sukha Vrittihi. But this Sukham is also what? Experiential Sukham. And Vidyanya Swami is very, very nice, very beautiful. What he says, not only in deep sleep state, even if you practice Samadhi, meditation, if you happen to have Samadhi, then also whenever you forget yourself, the essence is temporarily resolved, there is Shanta Vrittihi, there is Antarmukha Vrittihi, then there is manifestation of fullness, then there is Sukham. So what is your pleasure? In pleasure also, Swami explained very beautifully many times I explained to you in the class, what is pleasure? Pleasure. Even though happiness happiness is not pleasure, but pleasure is happiness. Why? Because manifestation of fullness is happiness, and manifestation of fraction of fullness is pleasure. So when is pleasure? Whenever the attention of the mind is grabbed totally by any given object, and then the attention is grabbed to that extent that you forget yourself. Whenever you forget yourself, the essence is temporarily resolved, then the sense of smallness centered on I is resolved. Therefore, there's no pain, and what is pleasure? Unnai marakkum bodhellam unakku inbam. Whenever you forget yourself, there's a pleasure. Whenever your essence is resolved, there is a pleasure. Unfortunately, this will be disturbed. That's why it's only a fraction of fullness. So pleasure is manifestation of fraction of fullness. Whereas in sleep also, there's manifestation of fullness, but it's only a fraction of fullness. Why? Because Again, your sleep is disturbed. You'll wake up. That is called what? That is called Anandamayaha. And Anandamaya is also what? Koshaha. Why? Because even when the thought is not, the thought doesn't even rise, even before the rising of the thought, that manifestation of knowledge, which is in the form of rising in the form of thought, even before that, what is Sukhavrittihi and Ajnanavrittihi. And even that is also object of knowledge, object of experience. Then, who is the experiencer of the Sukham, experiencer of the Ajnanam, is distinct from the experienced state of mind. Therefore, that experience alone is Atma. And even Atma is not even the Anandamaya Kosha. See, you cannot negate anything anymore, okay? What else is there to be negated? That's all can be negated. This much old lesson. We go to the new lesson. Okay. So, Punya Bhoge Bhoga Shantau Nidra Rupena Liyate. We saw that. Kada kada chit katvato natma. Kada chit katvato natma. Syadanandamayopyayam. Kada chit katvato natma. Syadanandamayopyayam. Bimbabhutoya anandaha. Atmasau sarvadasthitehe. Kadachit katvato natma. Syadanandamayopyayam. Bimbabhutoya anandaha atmasau sarvadasthitehe. So anandamayasya api anatmatam achashte. See, in this verse, anandamaya koshaha, what is available for experience when nothing exists for you? There is a state of experience which is looked upon as a state of mind, and the state of experience is there when the external world is not experienced, when the dream is also not experienced, when you even lose your status of being the experiencer, when you do not even know the existence of yourself. Therefore, when you do not know the existence of the world, and what is experienced is the ajnanam, that you do not know anything. That not knowing anything is what ajnanam. Now, without knowing anything, you are very much there. You are there. You are. No. Okay, you are there, not knowing the world being there, not knowing your own self being there. And yourself being there, not knowing the world being there, not knowing your own self, yourself being there, that state is called ajnanam. But you can't say there's no ajnanam, okay? You are there, not knowing your own existence, not knowing the existence of the world. And it's not knowing the existence of yourself, not knowing the existence of the world, is called ajnanam, and which is the vritti. What is? And it is much subtler vritti, sukshma vritti. And at the same time, there is antarmukha vritti. Antarmukha vritti means the vritti has not risen in terms of I am. Therefore, there is no contact with any of the objects. Therefore, what is there is what? Sukhavritti. There is a manifestation of fullness. Anandaha. Therefore, there is a sukham. And the sukham also is experienced away, is there. And that sukham being there and ajnanam being there is known, is experienced. And the sukham, that ajnanam, that sukham does not remain permanent. Whenever aham vritti resolves, the knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am, obtaining in him of a thought, that thought resolves. நான் இருக்கிறேன் என்கின்ற எண்ணம் ஒடுங்குகிற போது. Whenever I sense resolves, only then there is ajnana vrittihi, then there is sukha antarmukha vrittihi, antarmukha vrittihi, then there is manifestation of fullness, then there is sukham, sukha anubhava. Which means sukham is always there, but sukha anubhava is not there. Sukha anubhava, for sukha anubhava, you must do what? I sense must resolve. So here, and that is called Anandamaya Kosha. Ajnana Vrittihi, Sukha Vrittihi together constitute what? Anandamaya Kosha. And Atma is distinct from even this Anandamaya Kosha. Atma is distinct from the Ajnana Vritti. Atma is distinct from the Sukha Vritti, which means Atma is not distant, but distinct. And Anandamaya Kosha also is Anatma. She says, Anandamaya Syapi Anatmata. Means Anandamaya also has the status of being the Anatma, the non-self. Why? How? It is said here, Kada Chitkatvataha. Kada Chitkatvataha. Anatma. If you break it, Kada Chitkatvataha Anatma. Anandamayaha anatma. Why? Because kadachitkatvat. Kadachitkatvataha. See, kadachit means sometimes. Anything pertaining to sometimes is said to be kadachitkam. And kadachitkatvam means something having the status of being, having kadachitkatvam. Not all, kada chitkatvataha means this is nairantarya abhavat. Nairantarya abhavat means what? Nirantarataya, it is not there. It is not there continuously. This ajnanam is not there continuously. Ajnanam, the sukhavritti is not there continuously. There is a time this ajnanam is available for experience. There's a time the sukham is available for experience. And there is a time this ajnanam is disturbed. Ajnanam is disturbed means then knowledge, that's a manifestation of knowledge. Then sukham also is disturbed. Isn't it? There's no continuity. Nairantarya abhavata means due to the absence of continuity. It is not there always. So kada chit Kattvataha means due to its being not with this Anandamaya being not there always, it comes and goes. Anandamaya is Anatma. Anatma syat Anandamayaha api. So I am Anandamayaha api. Like the Vijnanamayaha and Manomayaha, Anatma Syat, Anatma only, because of its absence of continuity, because of this non-continuity, because it is not there always. Kada Chitkatvat, Kada Chitkatvataha means because it is not there always. Okay. Bimba bhutaha yaha anandaha. Now we'll see that. If vijnanamayaha also is, anandamayaha is also not atma. That is what is said in this verse. Okay. See, I am. We see the next one. Bimba bhutaha yaha anandaha atma. Aso sarvada sthitehe. சோ ஆத்மா ஆனந்தமயா சியாத். சோ திஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், திஸ் டீப் ஸ்லீப் ஸ்டேட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இன் விச் தர் இஸ் சாந்த விருத்தி, சாத்விகி விருத்தி, அந்தர்முகா விருத்தி, தென் தர் இஸ் வாட், தர் இஸ் டெஃபினெட்லி தர் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஆஃப் சுகம் அண்ட் விச் இஸ் கால்ட் ஆனந்தமய கோஷா. And now we say, this Anandamaya, Anandamaya also is not the Atma. I am Anandamaya api na Atma. Why is using api? Not only Manomaya is not Atma, Vijnanamaya is not Atma, Anandamaya also is not Atma. Anandamaya also is Anatma only. அயம் ஆனந்தமயஹ அபி ந ஆத்மா. கிமத்தம் காதாசித்கத்வதஹ, பிகாஸ் தி ஆனந்தமயஹ ஆல்சோ இஸ் அ ஸ்டேட் ஆஃப் மைண்ட் விச் இஸ் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், நாட் அவைலபிள் கண்டினியூஸ்லி, available only for a short period of time, only for a length of time. It's only there temporarily. It is not there permanently. So, kada chitkatvataha means due to its not being available permanently, due to its being there only temporarily, being as an object of experience, it is also not Atma. So whenever we wake up from sleep, you know, and we always say, that is, I was, it was so nice. It's so nice. I did not know anything. It was very nice. Why do you say it is nice? Because that there's a sukham. But unfortunately, this anandaha experienced in deep sleep state is not permanent. It is there as long as you are asleep. There is sukham. Once you wake up from sleep, the sukham goes. This sukham experienced in the deep sleep state is temporary, is not permanent, because sleep, the deep sleep state itself is temporary. It is not permanent. It is subject to change. The state of mind, the state of experience is subject to change. So every experience is subject to change, and being subject to change is the nature of the experience. Therefore, it is subject to change, it changes. Therefore, sukham also undergoes. For Vidyaranya Swami makes it very clear in this here. This Anandamaya is not Atma, whereas Atma is Anandamaya, Anandamaya Kosha is Anityaha, whereas Atma is Nityaha. And there, it is in that very sushupti, the very deep sleep state of experience, there is anandaha. But the anandaha is what? Only manifestation of fullness. It's only manifestation of fullness. We are interested in the very fullness. We are not interested in the manifest fullness. We are interested in the very fullness, the source of manifestation. Be very, very careful. We are not interested in manifestation. We are interested in the very source. Therefore, when there is a vritti, when there is some vritti, and this particular vritti, sukha, this antarmukha vritti is there, there is manifestation of fullness, the manifestation of happiness, the sukham. I don't want to use the word happiness, I prefer the word fullness. And whenever there is manifestation of fullness, there is sukham, there is joy. It's only manifestation. So the manifestation, because there's manifestation of fullness, and manifestation of fullness itself is the proof that there must be the source of manifestation. See, manifestation of fullness, manifestation of fullness experienced in terms of sukham in deep sleep state is a fraction of manifestation. Why? Because the state of mind is disturbed, subject to change. Then it becomes a fraction. So here, and the very fact that there is manifestation, the manifestation of fullness experience in terms of sukham itself is the proof that there must be source of manifestation. It's exactly like when we see the reflection of our face in any transparent thing. It can be like a still water or a mirror or anything transparent thing. If we see our reflection, and the reflection of our face, the reflection of our body is the proof that the source of reflection is very much there. Therefore, there is the source of manifestation, which otherwise called the original. The original, the Swarupa Anandaha, which is the source of manifestation. Therefore, the manifest experience of the manifestation of Anandaha, the fullness, helps us infer the existence of the source of manifestation. And we cannot experience that source of manifestation. We cannot experience, see, or know that source of manifestation. The original, Swarupa Anandaha, we cannot experience. Swarupa Anandaha, we cannot see. We cannot objectify. Why? Because this is, we cannot objectify, experience, know or see the source or manifestation of Ananda, the original Swarupa Anandaha, because it is an amazing understanding in which knowledge, I take ownership of that Swarupa Anandaha as my real nature, as myself. Without objectifying it, I the self am that Swarupa Anandaha, the source of manifestation of Anandaha. I, the self, am the Swarupa Anandaha. I am of the nature of Anandaha. My Swarupam is Anandaha. So seeing this fact clearly, seeing this fact clearly that I, the self, am the Swarup Anandaha, I am of the nature of Swarup Anandaha, I am the very source of manifestation of Anandaha, is not a matter of experience. It is not a matter of perception. In fact, so any manifestation of fullness is only a fraction. And the source of manifestation is the fullness, happiness. So the manifestation is possible as long as manifesting medium is there. Whenever the manifesting medium is not there, manifestation will go. But the source of manifestation is permanent, eternal. Okay, in Taittiriya Upanishad, we will be seeing this mantra being beautifully explained. On Tuesdays, we'll see that. So the source of Anandaha, the source of happiness, is called Swarupa Anandaha. And the manifestation of Anandaha is the Vyakta Anandaha. Swarupa Anandaha, Vyakta Anandaha. And the Swarupa Anandaha is said to be Bimba Anandaha. Vyakta Anandaha is said to be Pratibimba Anandaha. It's also said to be Kosha Anandaha. So Pratibimba Anandaha, Kosha Anandaha, Samvedya Anandaha, we have different names. What is this Kosha Anandaha or Pratibimba Anandaha? You know, which is the manifestation of fullness. And this is, so this manifestation of fullness, when you say the Anandamaya Kosha, okay, which is like a manifesting medium. And this manifestation is what now, whenever there's a manifestation medium, it means whenever there's ajnanam, whenever there's antarmukha vrittihi, then there is manifestation. Antarmukha vrittihi is not there. If there is no, then ajnanam. It is ardha jnanam. Then it will go. This medium will go. Therefore, it comes and goes. It is not permanent. So only when there is antarmukha vrittihi, shanta vrittihi, then there is sukham. Antarmukha vritti goes, sukham also will go. Manifestation will go. Therefore, it is time bound, temporary. It is not permanent. And this is also experiential. Experiential. Therefore, it is an object. So manifest Anandaha is, manifestation of Anandaha is experiential. It is an object of experience. And because it is object of experience also, this experiential Anandaha also is what now? There's a gradation. There's a gradation in keeping with how the mind is. Anyway, it's only temporary. Whereas, what about the source of Anandaha, source of manifestation? அதர்வைஸ் காட் ஸ்வரூப ஆனந்தா பிம்ப ஆனந்தா ஆத்மானந்தா அண்ட் பிகாஸ் தி ஃபுல்னஸ் இஸ் தி வெரி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி ரியாலிட்டி ஆத்மா தேர்ஃபோர் இட் நெவர் கோஸ் இட் இஸ் பர்மனன்ட் ஸோ ஆத்மானந்தா ஸ்வரூபானந்தா பிம்ப ஆனந்தா இஸ் வாட் சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன் ஆஃப் ஃபுல்னஸ் இஸ் பர்மனன்ட் doesn't come and go like this kosha ananda and atmanandaha or swarupa anandaha the source of manifestation is not experiential anandaha why because it is a source is not experienced it is the very swarupam And because it is swarupam, because it is permanent, there is no gradation. There is no difference. There is no gradation in terms of, there is no gradation in reference to this fullness. Therefore, there is no difference. It is niratishaya anandaha. When you say niratishaya anandaha, There is no division or gradation. And it is not experiential. And it is not time-bound, which comes and goes. It's permanent. Why? Because it is the very nature. When you say nature, it is the swarupam, which is permanent. That is what is said in this verse. Bimba bhutaha, see the Vidyayana Swami uses the word bimba bhutaha yaha anandaha. Aso bimba bhutaha yaha anandaha, atma sarvada sthitehe, satatam asti. So it's always there, always there. Bimba bhutaha anandaha. Bimba means the source of manifestation is called bimba bhutaha anandaha. And the manifest anandaha, manifestation of fullness is anandamaya kosha. And the source of manifestation is bimba. So the manifestation of fullness is called pratibimba anandaha. Whereas bimba means the source of manifestation is called Bimba bhutaha anandaha. That because of the presence of which the manifestation is possible is source of manifestation, which is bimba anandaha. It is permanent. And it is this bimba anandaha atma. And we say what? It is not experiential. It is not available for objectification. Why? Because that is how I am. That is my very swarupam. Now, nanu deham upakramya, nanu deham upakramya, nidranandantavastushu. Nanu deham upakramya, nidranandantavastushu. Tushu ma bhudatmatvamanyastu ma bhudatmatvamanyastu nakaschidanubhuyate nanu deham upakramya nidranandantavastushu ma bhudatmatvamanyastu Nakaschidanubhoyate. So here, Nanu, Deham upakramya, Nidra ananda anta vastushu, Mabhut atmatvam anyastu nakaschidanubhoyate. In this verse, Vidyaranya Swami discusses a problem. The problem who has, it's not a teacher's problem. Vidyaranya Swami's problem. It is our problem. It means a problem which a student has. So, Sishyasya problem, Natu Vidyaranya Swaminaha problem. But he discusses the problem that we have as a Sishya. Disciple naturally has a problem. Why Sishya has the problem? Because it is Sishya, it's a lifelong, long orientation. Even the disciple has his problem because of the orientation. So here, the one who is here in the class as a Sishya, definitely every Vedanta Sishya, Vedanta student, wants only, is interested only in everlasting, permanent, non-arriving, non-departing, permanent, eternal happiness, which is one's own Swarupam. Who is interested in time-bound happiness? All of us are interested only in permanent happiness. When you say permanent, it definitely it cannot be arriving. So the non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting, eternal, timeless, permanent happiness, which is the Swarupam of Paramatma, Parambrahma, obtaining as my own real nature. So because the Sishya follows the instructions, the teaching, and naturally, in order to arrive at the Atmanandaha, in order to arrive at one's own Anandaha, obtaining as one's own Swarupam, what does he do? He follows this methodology and he keeps on negating. Goes on, he negates. And he negates every kosha. And finally, he negates what? Even koshanandaha. Koshanandaha means this experiential sukham. This sukham vritti, the sukham which experiences in deep sleep state. When the manifestation of knowledge is not there, when there's no manifestation of knowledge of existence of the self in terms of I am, when there's ajnanam, when there is manifestation, santarmukha vrittihi, when there is manifestation of fullness, when there's experience of sukham, and that also he negates. When he negates that kosha, we negate the anandamaya kosha as anatma, and he's the negation is happening, but there is definitely he's convinced that once he negates this anandamaya kosha also, he will definitely attain, gain atmanandaha. He'll get fitly gain Swarupanandaha. And arrive at this Purnanandaha. And as when he negated all the pancha koshaha, all the layers of personalities, and searching for Swarupanandaha, so here Vidyaranya Swami says, Nanu Deham Upakramya Nidra Ananda Anta Vastushu. What does it mean? Deham Upakramya. Upakramya means beginning from. Upakramya Arambitha. Deham Lirindu Arambitha. Deham Upakramya means Upakramya Having begun, upakramya means having begun, which means beginning. So write beginning this negation, right from the external layer of personality called Annamaya Koshaha, and Nidra Ananda Anta. Nidra Ananda Anta. Ananda Anta means what? Ending in Anandamaya Kosha. So beginning from the Annamaya Kosha unto the end of the Anandamaya Kosha. So in his process of negation, he begins from Annamaya Kosha and he ends with the Anandamaya Kosha. So Nidra Ananda Anta. Where does he end? Where does he begin his negation? Begin his negation from Annamaya Kosha. Where does he end his negation? Ends his negation in Anandamaya Kosha. And when he negates every kosha, every layer of personality, and he knows all these kosha which are negated are anatma, not the atma. They're all non-self, not the self. So it is possible to negate all the koshas, all the layers of personality one by one. When he negates everything, comes to what? There is blankness of mind. He arrives at the blank, arrives at the, after negate, even analyzing, thoroughly understanding the Anandamaya Koshaha, and he arrives at the blankness of mind, and there, where is Anandaha? Where is Atmanandaha? Yes, by Atmananda has yet to come. So he says, Ma Bhut Atmatvam. Ma Bhut Atmatvam. Ma Bhut Atmatvam means what? Atmatvam Ma Bhut means I have not yet arrived at the Atmanandaha. I have not yet arrived at the source of manifestation of Anandaha. I have not yet arrived at the Swarupa Anandaha. It's very important, subtle lesson. So here is a mistake. And what is that mistake? Where does the error take place? Where is the error here? Where is the mistake here? So what is that? I have missed something. I'm missing something. So Anyaha tu kaschit na anubhoyate. Anyaha kaschit na anubhoyate. You see, Mabhut Atmatvam means I haven't yet come to the Swarupanandha Atmanandha. So, Anyaha tu kaschit na anubhuyate. It means, and beyond this Anandamaya Koshaha, there's nothing more. Kaschit anyaha na anubhuyate. There's nobody, nothing else is there to be experienced. Beyond this Anandamaya Kosha, what is there to experience? There's nothing else more to experience. Got it? This verse presents only the doubt of a student. This verse presents only the doubt, student's doubt. So anyaha to kaschit na anubhuyate. Na anubhuyate kaschit means what? None is experienced. Nothing more is there to experience. It's the doubt. So where is the Atmanandaha? Where is Swarupanandaha? What is the source of Anandaha? Okay. Now, next verse. So, please remember, 11th verse. In this 11th verse, Vidyaranya Swami discusses only a problem which any Sishya who is given to this analysis of Pancha Kosha Prakriya will have. Okay. Next, in only for our own clarity, he presents the doubt. Badham nidradaya sarve. Badham nidradaya sarve. Anubhoyante na chetaraha. Anubhoyante na chetaraha. Tathāpyetenubhūyante, yenatam ko nivārayet. Tathāpyetenubhūyante, yenatam ko nivārayet. So after negating the Anandamaya Kosha, nothing else is there to be negated. So beyond that, what is there? Which means the student is still looking for something else. Now, in this verse, Badham. Badham means yes. Am. Badham. Yes. There's nothing else. Beyond this, beyond the Anandamaya Koshaha, beyond the subtlest layer of personality, wherein one experiences the bliss and ignorance, there's nothing else. Yes, true. Badham. Yes, that is true. We do negate all these layers of personality and we do not experience anything. Nothing is experienced. There is only an experience of blankness and silence. There is only experience of blankness and silence. So it's very important not to forget that blankness, the silence is not nothingness at all. Blankness should not be mistaken for nothingness. Because the blankness is experienced. Blankness is known. Who is knowing the blankness? Who knows the blankness? Who knows the nothingness? You know the nothingness. You know the blankness. Which means you are there, you are very much there, knowing, experiencing the blankness and nothingness. So he says, Nidradayaha sarve anubhuyante. Please see the first line. Then she said, Badam, that's the answer he gives. Yes, that's true. Nothing, the afterwards, you don't experience anything else. After the Vijnanamaya Koshaha, you don't experience anything else. There's nothing for you to experience. That is true. He says, Nidradayaha sarve anubhuyante. Nidra adayaha sarve anubhuyante. Anubhuyante means all are experienced. So nidra adayaha means what? All the five layers of personalities. All the five koshas, the pancha koshas. Nidra, anandaha, vijnanamaya, anandamaya, etc. Adeha stands for all the five koshas. Are experienced. It means all objects of experience. Each and every kosha is object of experience. And after negating all the koshas, what is experienced is, we ask, nothingness, blankness is experienced. Na itaraha anubhuyante. Cha na itaraha. So nidradeha sarve anubhuyante. There are all objects of experience. Itaraha na anubhuyate. Itaraha na anubhuyante. Nothing means what? It means when there is experience of blankness or nothingness, there is nothing else is experienced means there is nothing, there is no object to be experienced. Beyond that, there is something, there is something in that experience of blankness, nothingness. When there is experience of blankness or nothingness, there is something which cannot be experienced, which cannot be known, which cannot be objectified. Because that which is the something which is there in that blankness or nothingness is not an object. And what is that in the experience of the blankness, what is there non-objectifiably is, what cannot be objectified is the very experiencer, the knower himself. In experience of blankness, nothingness, what cannot be, what is there is the experiencer, which is not, who is not an object of experience, who cannot be objectified, which cannot be experienced or objectified. The experiencer cannot be objectified, cannot be experienced. Because experiencer is subject of experience. Experiencer, the knower, the subject of knowledge, the subject of experience cannot be experienced. So when you arrive after having negated the Anandamaya Kosha, what else is there to negate? And you're stuck. And there is blankness. And of course, there's experience of blankness and nothingness. In that experience, what is unavoidable, what is there? There's something which is there because of the presence of which experience is possible. And that something is distinct from the experience to blankness. Nothingness. We say, Ete yena anubhuyante tam kaha nivarayet. Yena anubhuyante. Yena is a relative pronoun. Are you all seeing the yena? Do you see the sign, find the sign that yena? Yena is what? Yena means that by which. Yena, yadanal is a third instrumental case, relative pronoun. Yena, that by which, that by whom, yena. Sarve anubhuyante. Yena, yete, sarve anubhuyante. That because of which, that by which, because of the presence of which, the experience of all these koshas is possible. All these different layers of personality are objectified, are known, that because of whom, by whom all are known, because of the presence of whom, presence of which, the experience of all layers of personality is possible. Is what? Yena yete anubhuyante, yenda ondinal ellam anuvikkapadugindranavo. Okay, that one, you say, all the five layers of personality and the presence of the layers of personality, absence of layers of personality, all of them, you know, everything is experienced by something else which is distinct from all these layers of personality and which is the experiencer of all of them. Is known as witness consciousness. Okay, Sakshi Chaitanyam. We can call it, we say Sakshi Chaitanyam, really speaking. Sakshi is also title attributed to consciousness from the standpoint of the layers, negated layers of personality. The objectified, experienced, negated layers of personality. And what cannot be negated is what? The consciousness. So, kaha tam nivarayet. Kaha nivarayet. Yena yete anubhuyante tam kaha nivarayet. Who can negate the one who negates, one who knows the layers of personality? Tam kaha nivarayet. Who can negate the one who negates? Who can negate the one who experiences? You mean who can negate the experiencer? The experiencer negates the experienced layers of personality as an atma. But who can negate the experiencer? Who negates the experienced layers of personality? The objects of experience, the experiencer negates. But who can negate the experiencer? Tam kaha nivarayet? No. So the non-negatable experiencer is, the knower is pure consciousness. A consciousness is not the one who negates. Consciousness is not the one who knows, not the knower. But then what is knower then? Knower is only a qualification attributed to the consciousness from the standpoint of the known states of experience, known layers of personality. See, we have to wait to go to the 10th chapter of the Panchadashi. Why? Because Vidyaranya Swami will beautifully explain there. And there, he gives example, which this example I have given many times before. In 10th chapter of Panchadashi, Vidyaranya Swami gives a very beautiful example of the stage. And there's a stage on which there's a program. We can give it in our own words, we can say. This is the example I also give all the time. There's a dance drama, is my own, okay, addition. Stage is borrowed idea from Vidyaranya Swami. The dance drama is happening. And there are many participants in the dance drama. And all of them are well dressed. And they beautifully dance. There's movements. Katibeda, Shirobeda, you know, we have all the different Bedas. And we see nice expressions, Abhinayam, everything. And the costumes. The jewelry, the way they perform, the way they dance, everything we see. The whole show is happening very beautifully. But imagine if there is, what is that? And the whole show is happening. When the show gets over, we ask, all the people who are performing the dance, they all go away. And we ask, what is there now on the stage? We will all say, nothing is there on the stage. All the dances have gone. The dance program is over. Nothing else is there on the stage. Because there's nothing more to see on the stage. There's no dance. There's no dancer, there's no, isn't it? There are no movements, there are no costume, nothing is there for us to see on the stage. What is there on the stage? Nothing is there. I'm using the same expression, nothing. How can you say nothing is there? Even though we can say nothing, because nothing is there to see. Nothing is there to objectify. Nothing is there to perceive. But there is one thing which cannot be negated, which cannot be said to be no, it is not there. That because of the presence of which the whole program was possible, and that is still there. What is that? Light. Isn't it? Light. Similarly here, we also, in the waking state, you know, when we analyze, we start from the Annamaya, go on very easy. All, this is an object of knowledge. Therefore, it is an effect, you know, independent existence, the nature of inertness, therefore it is anatma, it comes and goes, we negate everything one by one, we even come to the subtlest is what? Subtlest layer of personality is Anandamaya Kosha, because it is beyond even the Vijnanamaya. And even that also is negated after negating. Even negating the Anandamaya Kosha itself involves some intelligence. You must be sharp enough to be able to negate Anandamaya Kosha. And have you, that also you negated. Then afterwards, still it is possible for us to say, what is there? Where is? Because it means we want to experience Ananda. Many people fail here. That even people who study Vedanta, they say, oh, I've been studying Vedanta, I'm not getting any experience. I'm not getting any experience. People are crave for experience. And sometimes people, they feel bored with the class, they stop coming, you know why? Because they don't get any experience. They want some spiritual experience. Nothing is happening. And they also listen to other people who attend the meditation class and all that. They come and tell, oh, I had this special experience. You know, they all come and talk about all their own experiences. I had this experience, I had this experience, I had, you know. Come on. Whatever experience you have, all the experiences are time bound in nature. It is possible for one to have only personal experience. Who cares for experience here? Any experience is possible, any experience comes and goes. We are not interested in time-bound experience. There's no permanent experience. Nobody can say, I have permanent experience. There's no such a thing called permanent experience. Experience comes and goes. Okay? Therefore, here this is the problem the student has. Having come to this, and I want to something else to happen, suddenly some flash, nothing will happen. Okay? We have to understand there is nothingness, there is blankness, and that blankness, that nothingness is actually what? Nothingness also is experienced means, and what cannot be negated. Who is the one who negates each and every layer of personality, every kosha as an object of experience, as anatma? That experiencer cannot be negated. The non-negatable experiencer is not an object of experience, cannot be experienced, can never become the object of experience. The experiencer is none other than pure, abstract, formless, all-pervasive, one, secondless, indivisible, undivided consciousness. Pure knowledge. Because experiencer has no form. Experiencer is not neither a man nor a woman. There's no experiencer. Experiencer also is only a qualification attributed to the reality from the standpoint of the experience. And that is what this Swarupam here. Anyway, we have yet to see the Swarupanandaha. I think it's time. So, we have to see that last beautiful word is what? Yena yete sarve anubhuyante kaha tam kaha nivarayet. Very important. Yena sarve anubhuyante tam kaha nivarayet. It's a passive voice sentence. Do you see this? The sentence is in passive voice. See, sarve anubhuyante. All are experienced. Yena, the one by whom all these are experienced. It means the one who experiences all of them is experiencer. Kaha tam nivarayet? Who can negate the experiencer? Is there anybody else, anything else other than the experiencer who can negate the experiencer also? What is there beyond the consciousness? What is there beyond the experiencer consciousness? There's nothing which is beyond the experiencer consciousness to negate. The experiencer has to negate. There's nothing else beyond the experiencer to negate the experiencer. It means you have to stop there. The journey has to end. That's why in Panchakosha Viveka, when I teach in Taitya, I said it's like a journey. You start from, now you go from one layer of personality to another layer of personality, like a service station, stop, you park your car and then have a cup of tea and then go keep moving, and you arrive at that. Then you can't move, you can't negate anymore. Tam kaha nivarayet. What will be the answer? It is not the akshepaarthe prashnaha. It is not actual question. The question is only present, there's an objection, which means nothing can negate the experiencer. Because there's nothing. The experiencer is the one who negates, Nothing else can negate the experiencer. And that experiencer is only a qualification attributed to that which obtains because of the presence of which experience is possible. Is a thing but formless, abstract, subtlest reality, the consciousness. Okay. We'll continue next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.